This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Jindal No-Go. It's not often that almost everyone agrees on something throughout the land and perhaps the globe, but Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal, formerly a Republican presidential hopeful, has truly succeeded in bringing everyone together. He did so with his crazy, controversial remarks to a conservative group in London named after former Senator Henry Jackson from Washington State. While there, he went on at some length about the fact that there were no-go zones in cities in Britain, France, and elsewhere that non-Muslims and even the police didn't go, but were functionally ruled by Sharia law. When he left Louisiana, he claimed he was on his way to Europe to drum up business for the state. Hopefully, when he's talking to corporations over there, he will mention that he is on the downside of his last term in office and can't run again, so it may be safe for them to come to the Bayou State without embarrassment. Definitely, his sudden notoriety will make it clear that they should wait until he's gone from the governor's mansion and the coast is clear. Fox News jumped on the bandwagon with some of its commentators also parroting the no-go line. They've quickly apologized 4 times on the air and retracted every last line of their remarks. Mayor of Paris has announced that she's going to sue Fox News for slander, and why not? In Louisiana, where few agree on anything, both newspapers in New Orleans, the Daily Advocate and the every once in a while Times-Picayune, led with editorials making it clear that Jindal's hate speech didn't speak for Louisiana. They were both embarrassed and horrified by his remarks. The last time they agreed so strenuously was in their assessment that Hurricane Katrina was, in fact, a bad thing. It's easy to understand Jindal's predicament. He thinks he should be president. Fortunately, no one else does. The latest last poll among Republicans had him in the 2 or 3% range in terms of support and recognition. Jindal's strategy has pretty much been to leave Louisiana alone. It being Louisiana, I can't say high and dry, which is somewhat of a good thing, and try to carve out some notice for himself on the far right. He's willing to go speak to right-wing groups and church gatherings that no other candidate will touch. He's organizing a prayer thing that seems like it's a path to perdition itself from the way folks are running away from it. The budget in Louisiana is fabricated on oil and gas revenues, so any claim Jindal might have had about finances in the state are long gone, and all of his tricks with the numbers are going to haunt the rest of his term and whoever is elected, along with the citizens of the state, for years. Jindal's reaction to all of this? Well, he's doubled down by releasing a 1,700-word press statement in Baton Rouge, restating the so-called evidence of his no-go remarks. I think the only place there's really a no-go rule is that Jindal is no longer welcome in Europe, especially the United Kingdom and France again, it seems. It also seems he won't be long before Louisiana is also a no-go spot for Jindal as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.